grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Wow, look who's decided to show up. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Millie.
It is so good to see you in the flesh.
Oh, thank you. Good to see you.
How are things?
Well, momentarily delayed, just getting mentally prepared outside. Listeners, I hope you'll understand.
Fair enough. But
rearing to go right now.
Lubricate the mind, you know?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
That's
yeah. It. Get
for
those
science.
Thoughts flowing. We've got good news.
We have. Now let's start.
Yes.
Hang on, because actually extra good news I hadn't even shared with you. Did you know, this week, on Tuesday in fact, which would have been yesterday today, New Zealand time, Ohio, the great state of Ohio, I don't even know its kind of slogan or animal or hat, I don't know. Anyway, legal cannabis sales began on Tuesday.
Are you kidding me?
Adults over 21, there's 100 stores right from the get-go.
Okay.
Going.
Uh-huh.
They're the 24th state to go legal.
That is so exciting. That's almost half of them.
Yeah, more than half by population.
Jeez Louise. That's cool.
Very
go
cool,
go America.
Very
I never cool. thought I'd say that.
And I don't know, Ohio doesn't immediately stand out as one that would for some reason,
no.
too.
No. I think they're quite famous for growing a lot of potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. Maybe they're good at growing other things.
Chips and weeds, yeah.
They go hand in hand, I've heard.
Apparently. Coming back locally,
yes.
Cannabis Museum, Whakamana, made its long-awaited comeback last Friday.
So cool.
Grand opening, green ribbon cut by Chloe Swarbrook, none other than Anne, the local Green MP, local MP in fact, for Auckland Central.
Love it.
So good. Yes, at 4:20 in fact, cutting the green ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd love to hear from anyone who went.
Yes, I couldn't make it either.
What I've heard is good so far. They have the museum, the cannabis dispensary in there as well with some doctors, and a patient's social club.
Beautiful. That's what you like to hear.
We had a little incident at the shop at the same time.
Mm.
I couldn't...
Yeah,
we had to deal with that. We'll talk about that another time.
Mm.
We're still getting over that.
So,
interestingly, Herald article.
Yes.
Herald article.
Yeah.
Headlined with, Auckland Cannabis Museum reopens after Rich Lister's $500K donation.
Mmm. Do we know her?
No. But wow.
Mystery.
It's a mystery.
If you're listening now, thanks.
They did interview Cannabis Museum founder and curator, Abe Gray, who said, surprisingly, they weren't that interested to begin with. I just spent a long time sharing my enthusiasm with them, and finally they were convinced.
That is so cool. So by sheer enthusiasm.
By sheer enthusiasm. He goes on to say, this is the first cannabis-centric events venue in New Zealand. It's an alternative to alcohol. We want to show that cannabis can be equally accepted and is totally normal and, in fact, a bit classier.
Ooh. All right.
That is a great line. I love that.
I like that.
And it is.
Yeah.
It is a bit classier.
Yeah, you only have to look at violence incidents, you know.
There you go. And speaking of hats, put a nice hat on, immediately classier.
Oh, yes.
Now, speaking of people that wear hats, Farmers Weekly.
Yes.
Which is my favourite farming weekly publication. they report medical marijuana company up for review.
Oh.
And this is about Puro, who are based down on what they call the fifth generation McFarlane family farm near Blenheim.
Mm.
And this was the sole company to have the MPI, Ministry of Primaries. They have this fund, Food to Fibre Future or something like that.
Mm.
So in 2022, they were the only, they got $13 million over 5 years to develop what's called a medicinal cannabis playbook, genetic breeding and organic production project.
Sounds good.
Sounds good so far.
Mm.
However, they go on to say, medicinal cannabis industry sources express surprise that Puro was the sole recipient. Noting that all the other grants, so this was the second largest out of the program, the entire program. All the other grants were like consortiums of universities and research institutes and multiple companies and things like that. So anyway, it sounded big at the beginning, but so far they go on to say in this article in Farmers Weekly, MPI so far put in 2.93 million, Puro 4.35. They had committed to 19. So it seems like it's all a bit lagging and, of course, sort of blaming industry problems and things. And director of their investment program at MPI, Steve Penno, confirmed a mid-year review is currently underway and results will be made public early next year. But everyone's hoping, everyone in the article, including the critics, it seemed, the unnamed sources, the insider, the insiders, they called them. So the insiders even said, well, these regulatory changes that are happening are going to unlock exports. Finally, they'll actually make some money and then they can kind of catch up with whatever they've said they're going to do, you know.
I mean, to me, it sounds viable that, you know, the ever-shifting regulations may be playing into a little bit of lag and a little bit of kind of not performing where you'd expect to. Because they change so often, you know?
That's right, that's right. But and I must, you know, disclosure, I was one of the people that did raise an eyebrow, you know, I can do that, about why it all went to one. Because, you know, normally there'd be a Crown Research Institute, you might have Scion, or you might have, who knows, Landcare, you know, different research. There'd be a bit more of a wider consortium. So, yeah, putting all your eggs in one basket or whatever. But anyway, good luck. Hopefully that works. And we'll get this medical cannabis playbook, whatever that is.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
It better be more than just a grow book. Because there's plenty of them around.
Yeah, yeah.
We even sell them at the hemp store. in fact, we sold the complete collection to Rua back in the day so they could get going. Or we'd have a bit of a library, build their library out. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel necessarily. No. But maybe they are. Maybe they're coming up with something amazing. So yeah, good luck to them. Good luck.
Fingers crossed.
And related to our next story, which is Radio New Zealand Pacific. And with this sort of good timing, is that the Vanuatu leader... Prime Minister, I should say, Charlotte Salwai, was in New Zealand this week and last and actually visited Puro's cultivation facility and read a New Zealand Pacific News. I've got like an interview with them about it, all that kind of thing. Talking about marijuana seasonal workers and cyclones. More like cyclones for them, being a bit of a threat to their cannabis industry. They actually legalised medical cannabis in 2018.
Cool.
But nothing's happened.
They've struggled to get off the ground.
Yeah, so and one of them being cyclones wipe them out and that. But then again, they can grow year-round. So the idea being, it seems like getting some stuff from here over there, seeing if they can grow it well or better than we can do it here.
Nice.
Seemed like what he was talking about.
Okay.
But yeah, and Puro have a little thing, speaking of, where they have workers from Vanuatu come over and... do that thing where they help with the harvest, like the kiwi fruit pickers and so forth.
So they're providing a lot of jobs.
Yeah, the cannabis pickers.
Cool. That's good.
They're getting upskilled in cannabis picking and harvesting, and then they can go back to Vanuatu and apply those skills.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, well, fingers crossed they can get something off the ground over there, because good on them.
I agree. It's a form of aid almost. It's cannabis aid to the Pacific.
Totally.
It's good. It's good to help the countries like that get going, and not just them. Cook Islands, of course, happening again. We've already had prescriptions go over to the Cook Islands, and we've already had people travelling back and forth to the Cook Islands. So unfortunately, I can't be the first one to do that.
Oh.
but I can say it's happening.
Got pipped at the post, Chris. Man.
But yeah, it's happening. Isn't that great?
That is really great. Good news for those islands.
Indeed. And for us. That little cannabis-free zone of the South Pacific.
Actually, that's true. You know, proximity maybe might just rub off.
Winston Peters this week was up in the Marianas Islands, Palau and Guam, I think he went to. This is all legal cannabis there with cannabis stores. Yeah. You know, people often don't realise, but that North Pacific area is it's all legal.
Head of the game.
Speaking to not legal, though, we move on to bust of the week.
This is a good one.
This is New Zealand Herald Reports. Now, at first they reported it as prominent artist with whimsical energy was dealing in LSD and other drugs.
I could have never suspected.
Which, that's what made me click on it, the whimsical energy. The woo, I want some of that. And then, but they changed that headline now to prominent Hawke's Bay artist Dali Susanto identified as drug dealer by Operation Mystic. Which kind of makes him sound like a bit of a crim, whereas the first one, he was like some sort of elf-like wizard or something, you know?
I know, and if you look at this article, the picture of him, he's kind of sitting there cross-legged, looks happy as...
And his offerings were cannabis, MDMA, LSD and mushrooms.
Right.
He showed the police where the mushrooms grew, his little fairy grotto.
Okay. So he showed them.
It sounded like he was just helping people. Anyway... He's going to be sentenced in October, and it made the papers. So hope that goes okay for you, Dali.
Do you think they're
great name too?
Yeah, fantastic name. Born to be an artist. But do you think they're going to be tough on him? Like, that's a lot to be found with, you know?
Yeah, but it's all the kind of low risk, low harm stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
First time offender.
Okay.
But potential, because Class A, the LSD insurance, life imprisonment.
Ooh.
It is your potential. But it starts at zero. Right. Up to. It's up to life.
Up to life.
So there's your sentencing guideline for the judge. Take your pick.
Nothing to forever. How does that sound? Oh, that's stressful for him.
Yeah, very. so hopefully he's getting some support there to have a good sentencing outcome. Study of the week.
This is a good one.
This is great. Cannabis-infused tea mitigates pain in patients with fibromyalgia.
And that's painful.
Hell yeah, it sounds like it.
And chronic.
This is actual clinical trial published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine.
Yeah.
There you go. Italian scientists got some bedrocan bud, 22% THC, 1% CBD.
Mm-hmm.
They steeped it in a tea. They gave it to a cohort of 30 people with refractory FM. They infused the tea daily for 6 months. Their average pain rating went from 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 to 4.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Incredible. Improvements in physical and mental health, of course.
Mm-hmm.
No one had any side effects. None of them.
Really?
They prepared the tea because I know people are interested. And this is interesting because there's a whole bunch of flour here you can get from your doctor, any doctor or any of the clinics.
Yeah.
And it says have it as a tea. And sometimes we kind of scoff at that, going, oh, that's just some sort of label to, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, Queen Victoria had it as a tea.
Very effective, I've heard.
There you go. Suzanne Aubert, I believe, as well. Back in the day. But lack of trials. So here we go. So the Dutch protocol, or indeed the Italian protocol, this is what they prepared it to. Mm. I love it that they have these protocols. This is the Dutch protocol for preparing cannabis tea. you get your bud, 100 mils of cold water per 100 milligrams of flour, so that'll be a litre per gram.
Yeah.
You bring that to the boil,
mm-hmm.
so that the flour's in there, right, and you've granulated it a bit, you chucked it in there, bring it to the boil, simmer and stir for 15 minutes. Stirring for the 15 minutes, simmering.
Oh, continually.
And then, what are you hearing there? And then let it cool for 15 minutes, and then they say... As you're pressing it through a filter thing, a coffee filter, you know, press it with the spoon. Squeeze it out. To enhance it.
Okay, so not how I do a cup of tea.
Squeeze that tea bag.
No,
they're telling you to do it. And chuck some milk in, because that will keep it in suspension instead of kind of sticking to the cup, which it might do.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have thought it would have been more of a green tea situation.
No.
But no, it's milk.
Yeah, the milk keeps it there. And you can keep that for up to 24 hours in the fridge, it says.
Wonderful stuff.
That's pretty much identical to the New Zealand protocol, in fact, on the Ministry of Health's webpage, if you want to read that.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, well, that is amazing. Oh, good stuff. And what's coming up? Anything?
Well,
exciting?
The doctors are back in the shop tomorrow.
Woohoo.
And getting a lot of interest in that. It's great being able to help people. So 12 to 4:20 at the Hemp Store, Friday and Saturday, just drop on in, no appointment necessary. There may be a short queue, but it won't be long. And there you go, talk to the doctor. If you're using it for a positive therapeutic wellness reason, then chances are, I can't speak for the doctor, but you know.
Yeah.
Come on. $30 to see the doctor. There you go.
Fantastic.
Bucks. Everyone keeps asking, it's $30.
All right, it's $30. Head on over there, 12 to 4:20. Anything else?
Also, down at the Blue Frog, Yes. Whakamana, the Cannabis Museum, who must be open now, right? But they've got their social club happening down at the Blue Frog tomorrow night, Friday night.
Cool.
And then you've got Canaposium September 14 and 15. I finally wrote down the actual day.
There in the end.
Surrey Hotel in Greenland. And J-Day, note that, of course. Put that in your little diary, 7th of December.
Saturday, oh, great. First Saturday. Fabulous. Looping back to our Ohio story, the motto is, with God, all things are possible. So,
wow. That puts a whole other...
Yeah, that puts a spin on it, eh? Right. Well, thank you, Chris, as usual, and thank you, Hemp Store. That was goodie. That was Marijuana Media.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.